23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Water crisis persists in some parts of Kamwala South. Delayed issuance of NRSCs in Lusaka's Chawama compound frustrates some residents. In African news, Nigeria's two main opposition leaders have joined a new political party to challenge President Bola Tinubu. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. The erratic water supply that has hit some parts of Lusaka's Kamwala South area has persisted and today has entered day three. A check by a Kombon Radio News crew yesterday in the early hours of this morning found scores of residents are fetching water at Spectra filling station and from neighboring households with boreholes. And those are spoken to complained about the continued water crisis being experienced in that community. The residents lamented that they have been subjected to interrupted water supply without any communication from the water utility firm. And some residents who were found drawing water at Spectra filling station disclosed that they have had no water supply since Tuesday, and supply was only restored on Wednesday, only for a few hours. They have since challenged the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company to at least notify residents when there will be water interruption so that they can preserve enough water for domestic use during the interruption period. The residents charge that water is a very sensitive commodity that people cannot do without and wondered why they are being subjected to erratic water supply when all this time they have been having water even when there is load shedding. And in a related development, residents of Kalingalinga compound in Lusaka have expressed gratitude for the improved water situation in their area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News Crew, the residents noted that the water challenge has significantly improved compared to neighboring communities. The residents have commended the community leadership for their efforts in addressing the water issue and urged for continued improvement to ensure a permanent solution to the challenge.
Two weeks, no manzi.
like mwana mangalia kumtendele so mwana mfuti kila manzi ase kuno Steve kika manzi so wati kuno akuno kwa mbeti mangala nayo manzi kwa
aaa
echo kate bwino
ini acho kate bwino fompi kuno bwino chayo
ee
uli bendi pati matapa maana mafofu waliko wana matani.
Some residents of Chawama compound in Lusaka are expressing frustration over the delayed start of National Registration Card NRSC issuance at the local police center. According to reports, officers at the center begin attending to clients around 10 hours, making it difficult for some people to report for work on time after obtaining the NRSC. The Chawama NRSC office was recently launched as part of the government's decentralization efforts to bring critical services closer to residents. Some residents of Jack Compound in Lusaka have called on Zesco Limited to stick to their released load shedding schedule for proper planning. The residents talked to by Compound Radio News crew have expressed disappointment in the manner Zesco is supplying electricity in the area, saying they are not following their own schedule. Sarah Muchende says according to this week's load shedding schedule, the residents are supposed to have power from 17 hours through to 23 hours, but that sometimes it even comes at 03 hours and goes at 06 hours. She says this makes it difficult for people to plan, especially those are doing business such as saloons, barbershop and welding. She says that even water supply is affected, as most people depend on electricity to pump water into their tanks.
Malai tisazwi kana time ya mina bwere rapo nzana kama timana itaza mongkala 4 hours 7 hours mai malai itabwa 22 ya end of 24 hours sometimes abwa 03 end of 04 mai tizambo senza bwa njimu masaruni antu wakangu 7 mababa shop antu wakangu 7 mai msimzata nzira bwa njimu nzana kama timana itaza mongkala ko 7 hours na malai tisi ya nkala ko nongkala ko remember what and is a party road shedding nkono kuno road shedding moyafuta kuno timachateka be manzi ya mtanka je yopo yopa so mtlangani leko kuno malaiti anga be 2 hours remember kuti malaiti ya bwele pakuti pampinge pamposi pampinga na manzi kuno tavutika imwe kuno kwa jeke kuno tavutika tlangani nkono kunyuka mlanga.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia and Case has expressed a deep concern over the low salaries paid to teachers, stating that they can hardly sustain a living due to the increasing cost of commodities. NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Jansa has emphasized the need for a salary increment to enhance a teacher's financial stability. Dr. Jansa notes that the current salaries are not enough to cater to the teacher's needs, considering the rising cost of essential goods and services such as fuel, milimil, and transportation.
The salaries are not very different from 2-3 years ago, and our expectation is for government to increase adequately for next year. Teachers are very, very important, and when they are struggling economically, it affects the way they teach. So the economy is not as good as we expected. We expect the government to work on the inflation, work on the exchange rate, and also make sure that commodities actually are reduced, commodities like sugar, fuel, transport, so that teachers can actually begin to enjoy the salaries that they get at the end of the month.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.com.